Hey, welcome to the show. This is episode 3, and today we're talking about David Taylor's injury and the implications at 86 kilos. I'm Jay.
And this is Steve.
And this is The Inner Circle. Okay, let's jump right in. Obviously, the big news of the week is David Taylor is not going to be competing at Final X, and it seems like he's going to be out for an extended period of time.
Tragic. Absolutely tragic.
Obviously, he's going to miss Worlds. He doesn't even seem like he's kind of come in for a special wrestle-off. In fact, he wished Pat Downey the best. So it sounds like he's not coming back for a little while.
Yeah, I think it definitely was he had to get surgery on his knee, mm-hmm. which is could be like a six-month thing. And it's definitely not going to be in time, even though we've seen some speculation out there of them saying he could come back and do like a challenge tournament thing with Downey. I just don't think he's going to be ready in time. There's no way.
No, and I don't think he thinks he's going to be ready either. You know, we've seen guys able to compete hurt. I mean, guys brace up their legs, and what, Yanni won a national title with a mm-hmm. torn ACL and whatever.
Oh, you're always hurt at the end of the year before
yeah.
these big tournaments.
But this is obviously something else. And I think we saw Dake out for a while, I want to say, like 2016 or so. Mm-hmm. I think he was out for almost mm-hmm. an entire year.
Yeah, you're right.
With a leg injury, maybe I think it was a knee injury. So obviously this stuff, you know, can keep even a guy at this level out for an extended period of time. So, I mean, right off the rip, that's a huge blow. But as the rules seem to go, I guess that's it. Downey's the guy.
Downey's our guy.
So that, I don't want to, you know, I used the term dream run in the last episode. I hate to kind of use that term now, because I'm sure this is not what he had in mind, right? No, yeah. Nobody wants it handed to them. Everybody wants to earn it. But man, his run continues. He made a world team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's riding the wave. I mean, and this you can't fault him for it. I mean, he earned the spot fair and square for sure.
He did.
Downey is the number one guy capable of wrestling right now.
He is. And this is where it gets tough, because I said this last episode too. He has not beat any of the top three guys from last year. Now, to his credit, none of that is his fault. I just want to make that abundantly clear. Okay, the top three guys from last year: David Taylor, hurt. Nick Renan, didn't go to trials. Rich Perry, serious injury. Mm-hmm. Okay, not his fault. But you're throwing a guy in there now who is your world team member mm-hmm. that has not faced any of those three guys. So I think it's fair to say we don't know what to expect from him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love Pat Downey as a personality. I actually do like him as a wrestler. He does have cool dynamic stuff. But Worlds is hard, man.
Yes. Like,
it's the world tournament. Like, the best of the best don't win there. Zane Rutherford, with the storied college career he had, got his butt kicked in the first
mm-hmm.
round.
Mm-hmm. And look, you know, James Green pointed this out. Not everybody has to have an illustrious NCAA career to have a great international True. Career, right? I mean, we've already seen Burroughs be far more successful. Not that Burroughs wasn't dominant by the time he was a senior. He was definitely hitting his groove. But obviously, he's had a much more storied freestyle career than NCAA career. Mm-hmm. And the same is true of James Green. Look, a world bronze and silver medal is nothing to laugh at. Mm. Even though, I mean, I don't remember the best he did at NCAA's. Third, maybe?
Yeah, I think third,
I don't
yeah.
think he was ever a finalist.
Always in the semis. You know, lost to Imar, but... But still, yeah, I mean, some guys do come out of college and have these crazy, awesome freestyle careers, and that could totally happen to Pat Downey.
I'm not doubting that
could happen. But going off of history and going off of what I've seen from other guys that are visibly better than him still at the world tournament, I just have a hard time seeing him being the guy to, you know, qualify the weight, win a world title, or even place there just yet.
Yeah, so I mean... This is what gets me upset, okay? I think it's a blow to Team USA. I do, because last year's world champ is not wrestling.
And it's not even last year's world champ. David Taylor is a pound-for-pound top five guy in the world right now. This isn't a blow to USA wrestling. This is a blow to wrestling in general.
I agree completely. I mean, I agree 100%. People love to watch him wrestle. He's a personality. Him and Hassan Yazdani have kind of got this rivalry because Yazdani never loses except
I mean,
to Taylor.
Often has Hassan Yazdani had a rivalry?
I don't think he's lost to anybody else. I don't think he has. And so obviously this is a blow to everybody, but what really upsets me is when people are in our face saying that we're not supporting Team USA by admitting that this is a loss to the team that Taylor is out. I'm sorry, but if you don't believe this is a loss to the team, that's a slap in the face to David Taylor.
Exactly.
That's not that's not supporting Pat Downey. That's just a slap in the face to David Taylor. Mm-hmm. Why can it not be both, right? All right, so we're both Pats fans, right? When the Eagles lost a quarterback, what was it, last 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz gets hurt.
Carson Wentz, yep.
What did everybody say? Eagles are screwed.
Yep.
Well, they obviously proved them wrong. Nick Foles comes in. They win a championship, right? They beat the Pats in the championship.
But they thought the year was over.
They thought the year was over. Did anybody blame them for being disappointed?
No.
No. Of course they all supported Nick Foles in that role. Mm-hmm. But they're allowed to be disappointed, and so are we. It's unreasonable to say that we're not allowed to be disappointed that this guy got hurt, because if we're disappointed in any way, it means we don't support Pat Downey.
Which is not true.
That's just crap. Of course we support him. I want the best for him. You heard us both say last time, yeah, we think he's wrestling above what his level was, but obviously he's wrestling well. He's earned the spot, sure. We want him to go out there and represent us well and hopefully bring a medal home. And I think he's got the potential. I think it's very hard, but I think he's got the potential.
Yeah.
But I think it's absolute crap when somebody says, well, that's not supporting Team USA, if you say, you know, you're disappointed that David Taylor got hurt.
It's not true.
It's just not true. You can have it both ways. If you're not supporting Pat Downey, you're being an idiot. And if you don't think it's a blow to the team that David Taylor's not wrestling,
you're being an idiot.
You're being an idiot.
It's true.
You can have it both ways. So you know what? Even Green, who's saying, oh, you gotta support the team. Yeah, we support the team. Mm-hmm. We do. That doesn't mean it's not a loss that Taylor's not wrestling. It's extremely disappointing. And
I don't think it's me personally, this is my opinion, I don't think it's a far shot for someone to say, hey, is there someone else that could challenge this guy and be the better person at the weight? I have personally nothing against that.
Sure. So that's what it comes down to, right? Because whose responsibility is it? Who did this fall on? Like, as a governing body, USA Wrestling has a responsibility to send the best team out there, right? We all agree on that.
And that, what's the point of these qualifying tournaments? I mean, sure. That's the whole point.
So that's why they have these special wrestle-offs. That's why they gave them Helen Rulis and Nick Marable and all this, because they said, look, we want the best team representing us out there. It's the same reason they gave Dayton Fix a special wrestle-off last year after he tried for seniors, because they said, all right, he's still eligible for juniors. And I think the same thing was true for Gable. I think they gave him both wrestle-offs. They said, look, we still want you guys in here if you still want to take part in juniors, because you're no good to us on the sidelines. You're way too good to be sitting for these great tournaments.
And the World Team Trials is not the point of the World Team Trials is not just to win the World Team Trials. They're not out here just trying to get plaques for the World Team Trials. They don't really care about that.
So
the World Team Trials is to pick the best team for USA Wrestling.
So that's where it gets tricky to me, because I completely agree, right? This is not the NCAAs. This is not a you go out, you're going out here because your end goal was to make the world team. Like,
yes,
it is your goal. It's a stepping stone. Obviously, you have to make the team so you can go out and win a title. But there's no prize, really, for making the team, right? And there's plenty of guys who feel that, who made the team for years and never took something home. Great, great wrestlers who made the team for years and just couldn't punch through and get a medal. Mm-hmm. And so, really, what is our obligation, right? As USA Wrestling, is our obligation to enforce a strict set of rules so that nobody's feelings get hurt and say, well, I guess you're the guy, and just go with it because that's it? And you say, well, he's the guy that showed up, and so he's the guy that's going to wrestle? Or is it we should kind of bend the circumstances a little bit and play with the rules as we see fit to make sure the best team is out there? Is that fair?
And I think it's the latter, absolutely. You know, again, it's the whole point of all of these qualifying tournaments is to put out the hands down best team, like no questions asked, out in the world team, out in the world, the world championships. Because at the end of the day, like if you look at Pat Downey right now, you know, I just can't see him being the absolute best guy compared to David Taylor, you know.
Yeah, and we've seen other guys be successful on the world stage. So I think the problem here is that we haven't seen Pat Downey on senior level yet. And we've seen some other guys like Alex Deringer, right? We talked about him a little bit last time. Mm-hmm. He's had a very successful international career. Mm-hmm. So people are out here suggesting, well, maybe maybe Ringer comes up to wrestle him off. And look, I get both sides in this, because if I'm Downey, I'm like, what else do you want me to do to make the team? But at the end of the day, what we want is the number one guy. Maybe that's him. It could be him.
Downey was going to wrestle off David Taylor. Mm-hmm. So he was planning on having to wrestle off for mm-hmm. the spot anyway. He wasn't done yet.
Yep.
So I don't think Pat Downey would be against. I think, especially his personality, I think he would welcome it.
I think he would too. And here's the other side of that coin is, let's say they wrestled. Let's say Pat Downey wrestles David Taylor mm-hmm. and Taylor won. Hypothetical. Really far-fetched here. David Taylor beats Pat Downey best 2 out of 3 to make another world team. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then 2 weeks later, he blows out his knee at practice. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens? Pat Downey's the guy.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So is it really that different of a situation now to say he got hurt before Final X? Isn't Pat Downey just the guy? Do we even have to talk about this? Is it just over? And should it be? Because last year, Nashon was the guy. He got hurt. So Cologne goes. There was no special wrestle-offs. There was no, I'm sure, like I said, people were probably disappointed. But nothing happened, right? Nobody said, well, why don't we let Fix try and bump up since he's going to be a college 133 anyway. Why doesn't Fix try and bump up since he couldn't beat Gilman, see if he can at least take out Cologne? Was anybody saying that?
Well, here's my thing. I feel bad, but I really just, at this point, I think it's just because of my own doubts with Pat Downey, because I don't have a history of him mm-hmm. on a world stage performing. I don't remember him ever wrestling in international wrestling.
He's got a junior silver.
See, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. And how long ago was that, you know?
I don't remember.
And who else has he beaten since then? You know, when I comparatively look at, you know, Ringer or Bo Nickel, you know, I'm saying those could be the guys that come down, just hypothetically come mm-hmm. down or go up and wrestle them off. I mean, I'm seeing guys that I think could medal, if not win, worlds comparatively to Pat Downey. Do I think Pat Downey could do it? Yes. I think if he stays on this awesome star power, it could happen. Something great could happen.
But we just don't have a lot of information to go on.
I just don't have enough.
That's what makes everybody uncomfortable. And you know what? Here's what I believe. When we won in 2017 as a team, it's put more pressure on us as a team mm-hmm. ever since then. Mm-hmm. Right? I think we've got more responsibility. So like, we got it in 2017. It was a tight race. In fact, it was exactly tied. The medal count was perfect going into the last day, or going into the last session, I think, mm-hmm. of competition mm-hmm. between us and Russia. It was like tied. We were both at like 105 points.
Snyder had to win, right?
Perfect medal count. Nah, I think, unfortunately, Burrows losing and Green getting taken out. And I think there was a few things that went. It was not even close by the time it got to Snyder. We ended up getting blown out. But it was tight up until like the last session. And so you've got us winning in 2017, being competitive last year. Now it's sort of at this point where, yeah, of course we want individual championships for these guys, but we've proven that we can do it as a team, and we all want that again.
Yes, yes.
We all want that again. So look, Pat Downey, I want him to get a medal, but most importantly to me and as USA Wrestling fans, I want to get us all back on top.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I care more about the whole team
yeah.
than I care about him personally. So I think it's really tough to say, well, is it fair to him to even be questioning like this? No, it's not.
Because he's done everything.
He's done everything that was asked of him. But is it unfair to ask one more thing of him?
Mm-hmm. No, because he was planning on it anyway. He was planning on having a Final X and going best 2 out of 3 with David Taylor. And if he has to do that again with someone else, I don't think that's unfair. I think that's exactly how... I mean, they're grown-ups. This isn't, you know, college. This isn't high school. This is the senior world championships we're talking about here. This is the tournament in wrestling besides the Olympics.
We're going to go over that in a few minutes.
Speaking of the Olympics, we'll go over that in a few minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think the rules are in his favor and not in ours in this case. I think it seems like a done deal.
But at the same point, I can't see how we can be chastised for thinking this.
No, of course not. Of course not. And again, I think that, and we're going to go into this in a minute too, I don't think anyone should feel like, again, they're not supporting him by suggesting that we think one more match, which he was playing on anyway, might be the best. Because
what if he wins it?
Right.
What if he beats Ringer, hypothetically, and if he comes up or whatever, Bo Nickel if he comes down?
Well, that's going to lead us right into our next segment in like 1 minute.
So we're looking at a tweet right now by Haley Augello. She's the 48-kilogram wrestler for us.
I think that's correct.
For females. And she says, call me crazy, but I think there should be a wrestle-off to wrestle Downey for the world team spot. And then after that, a huge thread of, yes, you're crazy.
Some mixed responses, for sure.
To keep it lightly.
So do you think Haley Augello is crazy?
It sounds like you don't. I don't think she's crazy. I think that's exactly what should happen, because I am all for having the best team for the world. And the whole point of wrestling, this happens in high school rooms. You wrestle off for the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next man up. Yes. Next man up right now is Downey. Is there someone else that could replace him? All right, here's your shot. You got a chance at it. We got an open spot at the Final X for you to do it. Go ahead. Take a shot.
So I agree with her premise. I actually don't agree with her reasoning. So she goes on to say, after some people have some choice words for her, she says, I want him to have the Final X experience. Later on, she says, all I want is for him to have that moment at Final X. I get that as a competitor. Look, I really, really do. I get that. But that's not the point. I mean, I'm sure he would feel more like he earned it if he had it. But that's really not why we're doing this. If you want him to have that match, it's because really what you're saying is, I'm not sure what my confidence level is here. Why don't we try to give it one more test?
Mm-hmm.
Not just throw him a bone so that he can go get a win at Final X so that he can really feel like he earned it. You know, mm-hmm. I don't like that logic,
mm-hmm.
but I do agree with the premise. I'm starting to come around on, I wish there was a wrestle off.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't know who. I don't know if he just has to go with Heflin again or if he's got to maybe take Ringer coming up or Bo going down. I know Bo's already in it, so that seems unlikely.
And selfishly, I just want to see him wrestle again.
It's like, true. It's true.
Because he is fun to watch. He does some crazy things. And I think he's being a little audacious. He tweeted out that, Hassan Yazdani likes to go upper body. Well, he's going to get thrown by me. Like, come on, man. Like, this is what I'm scared of. Like, you don't understand. He pushes out David Taylor. He almost beat David Taylor. You know, you can't just say that and expect that's how it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, he goes upper body, but he goes upper body the best out of anybody in the world ever. He has the best underhook out of all the Iranians, and the Iranians have the best underhook.
And, you know, Haley says that too. She says he's kind of an upper body guy too. She actually comes to that same point. But, I mean, look, I love the confidence. I do. I really love it. And nothing would make me happier than for him to prove everybody wrong.
Oh, I love it. That's all I want. Prove me wrong, please. I'm begging you.
Because tell me that's not a great storyline.
That's a great storyline.
Especially
and it's good for USA Wrestling. If you prove me wrong, then you're saying you're the best guy.
Now, here's the other reason, right? Here's why, no matter what happens, we all are definitely pulling for Downey.
110%. I want Downey to win.
And why? More importantly than anything, he's got to qualify the weight.
He has to qualify us for Olympics.
We don't know necessarily how long Taylor is out for. Does a medal at Worlds automatically qualify the weight?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And this is that's why I think we're so angry about it. This has huge implications. Like, mm-hmm. this isn't just like,
mm-hmm.
we want to win a world title. We want to win a world title as a team. We want 86 kilograms, which is one of our most important weights, in the Olympics.
And you know what? It doesn't even matter if David Taylor's still out by then. You got to get the weight in.
You got to get the weight in there.
Even if it's Downey again.
You're telling me only 5 people out of the U.S. can go? You know, and that's hopefully all 5 qualify.
Right, right. So, look, I don't know what really happens. Let's say Taylor's better in 5 months, and if that's the timing that's correct, I'm not really sure when it is. And he's ready to go by, like, the Ivan Yurigin or the Yasser Dogu or one of those, like, big international tournaments, maybe one of the ones that's part of the ranking series, something that's going to qualify the weight. Let's say it's a single-entry tournament. Who goes? You're USA Wrestling. It's a single-entry tournament.
I mean,
That's eligible to qualify the weight. Then do you have a special wrestle-off? Yeah. Can you have 1 mil a year?
I don't see why there's some weird constitution in wrestling that says like this is how it has to be. It's very fluid and it's very obvious. You wanna see who the best guy is, you wrestle off for it.
Like, yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's still not completed yet. There's still what 9 other weights that haven't figured out.
To me, the only time a guy should feel like he's been screwed is if he wins and they pick the guy for some reason to represent the team that he lost to. Like, let's say Downey actually beats Taylor 2 out of 3.
Yep.
And they go, boy, you know, Taylor kind of tripped in one and looked like maybe...
I feel like that's a Russian thing.
Looked like
Russians
maybe he would.
That.
Yeah, right? So if that happened, I would be the first one to call foul
on
that.
Of course.
A win is a win. We talked about this last time. You earn it when you win. I think in that situation, you can feel like you got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Making you wrestle again or wrestle in the middle of the year, I think what really makes this painful is that it feels like they don't have faith in you. And that's a personal thing that he's got to feel like, mm-hmm. like we're attacking him. Like, oh, we got to get David Taylor out there quick because, you know, make sure he's back and has a special wrestle off ASAP because we don't have faith in Pat Downey.
It's not that we don't have faith in Pat Downey. We just have extreme faith in David Taylor. The guy's a pound-for-pound best guy.
And look, if Pat Downey goes out and wins Worlds, then guess what? I'm saying, well, when Taylor comes back, take his time. Because I feel comfortable sending Downey to the Olympics, right?
It's a win-win.
It's you know? It's put up or shut up kind put of a thing, right? Like, he has a great attitude towards this. I love that he's going to use this as fuel. That's absolutely the right way to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, he can't be that surprised that someone with a limited, I don't want to say no, but a limited freestyle career.
Mm-hmm. And who's got beaten up by Taylor recently. So we have a reason to expect him to have a hard time against him at Final X if they wrestled. So I don't understand how people can treat it as like, oh, there's no way he's going to win it. There's no way. Like, you're not even giving him a chance. Well, I mean, we've played it over in our minds a few times, and mm-hmm. I think we have David Taylor winning, you know, 99 out of 100 matches.
So let me ask you a weird question, it's a completely speculative question. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Bo Nickel wrestled 92
mm-hmm.
to not be in the same weight class as David Taylor? Because I'm doing the math out, right?
Yeah, well, what,
so
how much do you
92, weigh? 92 kilograms is 202, which is a little heavier than the 197 that he wrestled. Whereas 86 kilos, right, which is what Taylor is at, mm-hmm. what Downey here is now at, is 190 pounds.
Yeah. I guess if you assume he was cutting to get to 97
Do you think Bo Nickel was cutting to get to 197?
I don't think he was. I mean, I think he was watching his weight.
I think he was light.
I mean, he was definitely light. He was not a full 197, but I mean, it's close to 10 pounds, you know. I think he. All right, I'm gonna be honest. I think he was definitely considering David Taylor was at that weight.
I think just because the fact that they're teammates. I'm not saying he was necessarily scared of him, but if you've got two guys that seem like they're probably equal in the world, like obviously Taylor and Cox are both champs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're on the same team, I think I'd just rather, as a courtesy maybe, like, go up. It's easier to train because I don't have to avoid the guy that's in my own room, right? Him and Taylor can work together.
And you're guaranteed to have Kale and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Cunningham
plus Taylor's got some experience wrestling Cox in the past.
Yeah.
So that could be helpful mm-hmm. to somebody like Bo Nickel. So I'm being totally speculative here, but just for fun because that's what we do. Do you think that if Bo Nickel had known Taylor was going to be hurt, or to the same degree, if Derringer knew that David Taylor was going to be hurt?
I think more so Bo than Derringer, because I think Derringer is right where he needs to be at the right weight, you know. Obviously, you know, it's not an Olympic weight, so, right? It's not an Olympic weight? What's he at?
86 is.
No, 79.
Yeah, right, 79,
79
is not.
It's not an Olympic weight, so.
Mm-hmm.
But for a world title, I think Derringer is where he needs to be. Bo Nickel is still...
Well,
a little small for his...
Because 92 is not either. So you're just saying Bo Nickel's a little small. Is he going to go up to 97 and challenge Snyder in 2020?
No way.
There's no chance,
no,
right?
So that's
so
what I'm saying.
He's
got to
come down
to
86
kinda,
eventually.
I kind of agree with you. I just don't know. I think he assumed that David Taylor was going to be in that spot, and that's why he didn't go down there.
Boy, Olympic trials are going to be fun.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be amazing. That's going to be a great podcast. By the way, we're going to be going to Final X in Rutgers. So be prepared for an awesome podcast.
We'll bring you some
Final X Rutgers.
We'll bring you some stuff from there, probably on the ride home. We'll be recording. But yeah, look,
it's gonna be wild.
I can't help but think that, and it's their own fault. Look, Pat Downey could have gone up or down, and instead, well, maybe he can't go down. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him, but he was willing to take on the challenge of David Taylor. So again, all the credit in the world. I just wonder, I can't help but wonder if maybe guys ducked out of those weights. Because I'll tell you, after looking at the U.S. Open field and the World Team Trials field, from our lightweights compared to our heavyweights, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but your depth at lightweight, it seems like more guys are coming out of the woodwork to try and compete for the 57 spot and the 61 and the 65 spot than there are for the 97.
Yeah.
Or even,
you know, the 92, because it's really just Bo and Jaden.
It really just seems like guys are not coming out in the same volume or not sticking around to try and make an attempt to make the team. I mean, can you blame them when you got a guy like Snyder at 97? I mean, how many guys are going to sit around and try and make the team? The kid has already won, he's already been to four finals and has already won three golds, and he's just 1 year removed from college.
I mean, what if Snyder got hurt and you're telling me that Gadsden's the guy? I'm going to be, if you're telling me that Snyder got hurt, I'm going to be like, that's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's Captain America, man. That's our guy. That's the face of, besides Jordan Bromes, he's the face of USA Wrestling.
But do you say that someone like Kassar should be able to come out and have a special wrestle off at 97?
100% should special wrestle off with Katzen. I totally agree with that. I will give whatever circumstance it takes to get the best team out there, like, no questions asked.
I think it's an extremely interesting thing because I don't want to break down the process. I respect the process. But you know what?
The process is good, but...
But the point, you're correct in saying the point is not to win the world team trials. The point is to get the best team out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's where I think they, and this is another story in its entirety, that's where I think they really screwed Jordan Oliver last year, right? In that quote unquote 1 year suspension, where he then missed the Open the following year and then could not compete in anything else because he could, there was no shot of him making the team because he had missed the Open.
And you can't guarantee that that was the best.
And I thought that was, I wish we'd been doing a podcast then because I thought that was so wrong. And look, I'm not advocating for the guy in terms of what he did or if I think he was at fault for taking whatever he took. But
no, he got punished for it.
But a 1 year suspension, dude, one season, just make it a season.
Yeah.
Right? Because he can't come in. It was the day, his suspension was up the day after the U.S. Open.
Oh, it was asinine. I just didn't.
And then he can't compete for the rest of the year. That's brutal.
And then, and you guaranteed that, you know, he might have been the best weight, or he might have been the person at that best person at that weight, and you guaranteed he couldn't be on the team.
So they did not give him any special dispensation, any special wrestle off.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow him in, Jordan Oliver.
And I disagree. I disagree with that.
I disagree with that too. But now I'm saying that there's precedent for them not messing with the process.
But they have before with Marable and Maroulis.
The Maroulis thing.
She went through it. Oh, man. I don't know what she had. It was some head injury.
Yeah,
definitely
a concussion.
It sounded terrifying.
But I'm torn on this because you say, okay, well, the person wasn't ready for Final X, so you let them wait. But what if the person wasn't ready for World Team Trials? World Team Trials just goes off, right?
Yeah.
World Team Trials would have gone off without her if she hadn't won a medal. It would have gone off without her, and she doesn't get any special thing. So everything is solid except for Final X. Well, then why can't that be true this year? If Final X isn't a true part of that process.
But it is a true part of it. It's the final. I mean, World Team Trials is the mini tournament for Final X.
So this is where it's breaking down. They didn't give anything to JO, and so they're obviously, what they're saying is, no, we respected the punishment, and we respect that if he didn't wrestle in the Open, he doesn't have a chance to come to World Team Trials, right? So that is USA Wrestling saying, as a governing body, no, we care about the process too much.
Yeah.
But when you let Nick Marable miss weight at the World Team Trials and then have a special wrestle off with James Green later, then that's saying, I don't care about the process. I just want the best team out there.
Which I semi agree with. I think there should be a process. If there's a special circumstance, which I hate that phrase because I live in Rhode Island, we do Rhode Island coaching. Special circumstance, well, we can get into that during the season. But if there is a special circumstance like this one, I think there's absolutely every right to find out who the best guy should be. And you know what? It might be Downey. I just haven't, it hasn't been proved to me yet that Downey is the hands down best guy.
All right, so Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You can pick one person. You are USA Wrestling. You are Bruce Baumgartner for the day, okay?
Great.
And you get to decide that one person is going to get to go to Final X and wrestle Pat Downey for the 86-kilo spot, best 2 out of 3. Who is it and why?
Well,
I mean, imagine anybody that you say is willing to accept it. You could say Thomas Gilman. I don't care. Like,
I mean, I think to me the obvious choice is Bo Nickel. Obviously, to me, is the obvious choice that everyone's thinking about is, hey, let's keep Jaden Cox, the world champ, on the team. Let's get Bo Nickel down because he is clearly the next man up.
But do you then have to put somebody in at 92 to wrestle off at Final X?
See, now that's why you're putting me on the spot. But here's the thing. Jaden Cox has proven time and time again for the past 4 years that he is clearly the best guy at that weight right now. There's no doubting it.
Mm-hmm.
World champion, pound for pound, might be one of the best guys on the team in the world. I have nothing wrong with saying that. Now, that's contradictory to what I'm saying before. He should have a wrestle-off, and which is happening. Bo Nickel's wrestling them all, and Bo Nickel might win, but who knows? But for your question, yeah, I think Bo Nickel would be the guy to send down if he wanted to wrestle off
and
Pat Downey.
I'm actually going to agree with you on that. So, again, we kind of talked about it. I really think there was some sort of a courtesy involved. I think he was halfway between those two weights. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, what the heck, I'll just go up. But in the back of his mind, he knows he's not going all, I would imagine, he knows he's not going all the way up to 97.
Mm-hmm.
So 86 has to have been in the back of his mind at some point. As much as I'm sure he loves and respects David Taylor, I would assume,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to put his dreams on hold because he wants David Taylor to get his crack at the 2020 Olympics, mm-hmm. right? He's going to give him everything he's got then, so why not now? So I think it was a courtesy. I think Bo Nickel gets his weight in check eventually and goes 86 anyway. Mm-hmm. So I say start that right now. If it was up to me, that's the guy that I would tap. I would say, hey, Bo, how do you feel about this? And if he was like, yeah, I'm on board and I can make the weight, I'd say let's make it happen.
And maybe the only other guy, there's a couple other guys. I guess you can give Drew Foster a chance. You could give you could give Colin Moore. I don't know how big he really is. He might not be able to make that kind of cut.
Yeah, but I think if Colin Moore was in the open and the challenge and the World Team Trials Challenge tournament. So I think if you're going to give it to somebody else, I think it would have to be.
Well, who got third place at the World Team? Oh, it had to be. I mean, put Nick Heflin out there again. I mean, he already beat him, so I don't think that's really fair.
But still, you've got guys who beat each other in the open final,
mm-hmm.
and then have to beat each other again in the final X. I mean, look at Gilman and Fix, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it that crazy to say let's make Heflin and Downey go one more time?
Well, if we're saying that the final X is the final tournament, this is the last chance to make it to the World Team.
Boy, this is tough because look, I'm all about that discipline and that regulation, right? So Steve and I were both coaches. When I see a guy who fails off the team or a guy doesn't make weight,
mm-hmm.
right? What I say to my guy, like let's say that's the number one seed, mm-hmm. didn't make weight for the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What I say to my guy is, look, you're not getting lucky today. In mm-hmm. order to be in this tournament, not only do you have to be a good wrestler, you have to have good grades, and you have to make the weight, and you have to be behaved, right? You can't get suspended mm-hmm. or anything like that. So when you win this tournament, there's more to it than just being the best wrestler. You're the best wrestler who also has passing grades, who also doesn't have behavioral issues, and who can also make the weight.
Yeah.
Right? You have to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like you have a diminished victory. I'm all about having those rules in place
mm-hmm.
and not having all this special crap to say, yeah, we'll give this guy a pass because, yeah, his grades suck, but he's a good wrestler,
yeah.
right? So look, I'm all about having those rules. But this is not a personal prestige tournament. This is a qualifier. Yes. This is a qualifying process. This is a selection process. I mean, look, we as in USA Wrestling and USA Wrestling fans, we don't owe these people, these competitors, anything. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to, they could do this purely by selection.
Yeah.
right? There's no, yeah. Like, we could just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to pick Dake and Burrows and this guy, and that's who we're sending, and that's our process. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a panel of former champs. Which
could totally, yeah. I think other countries do that.
So we don't owe these people mm-hmm. anything. Mm-hmm. I think the way we do it is extremely fair. I think if it feels a little bit unfair this time, so be it.
Well, that's the beauty of this sport. You just wrestle off and you pick who the best guy is by the winner. It's just so it happens mm-hmm. in every high school, middle school, college room ever. The best guy goes out there after he wrestles off. And that's what Final X is. It's a wrestle off in the USA, you know, virtual wrestling room. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the last chance before the big dual meet or the big tournament to see who we're going to send out there. You know, last second, who did Oklahoma State send out? JoJo Smith, you know?
Yeah, you're
last
right.
Last second, went up to 165.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been the right choice for them. He probably wasn't ready for that weight, but
and
you know.
And I'm sure, what's his name there, felt pretty screwed over. Why am I blanking on his name? Chandler Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but you're a grown man.
That's the way it works.
This is senior world yep. wrestling.
That's the way it works. So listen, Steve and I could debate this yeah. all day long. Mm-hmm. We want your opinions. Hit us up,
please,
at Inner Circle Wrestling on Instagram, at Inner Circle Wrestling on Twitter,
at Inner Circle Cast on Twitter,
Inner Circle Cast on
also
Twitter.
On Facebook. Please leave feedback. We would love to hear from you guys. You know, I mean, this is only part of the podcast. We want it out.
Yep.
Because
we're just going to go around in circles on this. We want to know what you think. Give us a fresh perspective. Argue with us. Yeah. Whatever you want. Call us crazy. We don't care. We want to know what you think. Get yeah. involved here.
We just love talking about it, man. We really do. We like likes. I mean, we have one of our comments was has 400 likes on that. We were pretty happy about that.
It's great. I love it when you guys interact with us. Mm-hmm. It makes our show better. So tell us what you think. Leave us some comments. And maybe we'll have to end up doing another whole show on this based on the amount of feedback.
Yeah, give us something to talk about. You know, I mean, it's not like we don't have enough content for you guys, but yeah, we'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
So I'm just gonna sign off with this and say, look, Downey, you've got all of our support.
Yes, USA backs you 110%.
Don't take it personally that we'd like another wrestle off.
Mm-hmm.
But look, ultimately, whoever is the 86 kilo rep, which it seems like he
we're
is.
We're going to back him 100%.
We are backing you 100%.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be on the lookout for episode 4. We've got a lot more stuff to talk about. Obviously, this is not something either of us actually expected to have to do a podcast on. So be on the lookout. We're back to our, you know, regularly scheduled yeah. programming pretty soon. No. Thanks for listening.
Whatever. Stay in the studio. Fly it and Peter Pan when I'm pushing that Rufio. It's that Stone Mountain CEO. Wishing that you was me. Girls on a tour bus, keep that ratio 2 to 3. Flies, I'm